God in his wisdom washed away countless stabs at theatrical immortality. But the silent enemy was the worst. It came from nowhere and moved among its prey with easy familiarity. It showed no respect for age, rank, or sex, and touched its victims with fond impartiality, like an infected whore passing on her disease in a warm embrace. Nothing could withstand its power, and nobody could divine the secret of that power. It could climb mountains, swim across oceans, seep through walls, and bring down the most well-fortified bastions. Its corruption was universal. Every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth was at its mercy. Here was the final enemy, doom itself. Lawrence Firethorn spoke for the whole profession.
A plague on this plague!
It will rob us of our livelihood, said Gill.
If not of our lives, added Hood.
God's blood, said Firethorn, pounding the table with his fist. What a damnable trade we follow. There are daggers waiting to stab us at every turn, and if we avoid their points, then here comes the sharpest axe in Christendom to chop off our heads.
It is a judgment, said Hood mournfully.
We might yet be spared, said Gill, trying